We're now going to go to the KODY phone lines as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator Groney. How was your weekend?
Very good. Very good. As many of you know, we've sold our home. We downsized, like most people do at certain ages. In life, it's just a cycle of life. And we moved into a small little place in North Platte. So told my wife my back couldn't handle it anymore, so I went down to the homeless center and hired a couple guys, gave them some Christmas money, and they worked a lot harder than I did. So we got moved in. But things go fast in life. So things happen. We get older. We got to change our lifestyles a little bit. So anyway, we're at that stage. But we're happy. And we avoided raking leaves and the fall, so that was a good thing. But my whole family's going to be together for Christmas, first time in a few, my immediate family, grandkids and kids and spouses are all going to be together, and so we're looking forward to it.
Very good.
And we're actually going to have Christmas on a Christmas day because my son works in an occupation that he has to work holidays a lot of times, but this time we're going to be all together. So we're looking forward to it. It's a good timing with all the things going on in the country. It's what it's all about. A long time ago, well, not a long time ago, I rebelled too as a person, but as I've studied science and looked at the world, there's only one reason we exist, and it's not for our own personal gain. It's we live and die, and everything we do here is forgotten, but hopefully there's a hereafter, and that message is very prominent during Christmas, so I look forward to it every year. I personally like Easter better because I tell my kids, grandkids, anybody can die, but only one guy rose again, so it's a bigger day. But or anybody can be born. But so we're looking forward to it. How about you guys?
It was a good weekend. Rick and I were just talking. Not bad to usher in the winter months with these kinds of temperatures.
Yeah, it seems to happen a lot on Christmas. I've seen it before. But, the snow's going to be gone, more than likely, because we got wet 50s for the next two. Well, Wednesday's supposed to be a little cooler, but Thursday and Friday's supposed to be pretty warm.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good for a lot of grandparents and parents, because kids might be outside instead of destroying the homes, but playing with their new toys. Probably a blessing. Anyway, but no, the travel looks good, too. Travel weather in the state of Nebraska, so that's a good thing. But otherwise, the legislature, I'm on that committee of committees, so after next week I'll go down there and meet with the other three individuals on our caucus and try to hammer out where everybody's going to be on committees, placed on committees. It's usually by a committee choice, senator choice, but they might, you know, some committees are very popular. People want on them, and that's revenue and natural resources, especially the rural area. But we also get people to be on judiciary and health and human services and education. But so we have to hammer that out. There's 17 senators that we have to figure out where everybody's going to be on committee assignments. And we're going to do that Monday, I think. But then that all changes if a couple of chairmanships change hands in our caucus, and it throws in a bunch of variables. So, but that's what we're doing now. We're preparing bills. If I'm education chair, I got a bunch. If I'm not, I'll throw them all in the trash and focus on, maybe that's what I need to do, focus on some local stuff my next 2 years, the NCORP situation. We're doing a thing for the Sheriff's Association through Sheriff Kramer on trying to get on their voice recognition, see if somebody's lying or whatever, make it easier for small police departments to have somebody trained on that without having gigantic bills. And, you know, like everything else, you train them and then they go on to the bigger communities and get paid more. That local taxpayers paid to train them. So we're working with the sheriff on that, working with some local folks about taxes, about people if you overpay your taxes because the assessor overassessed your house and you go all the way to the TURC, that's the state board. Normally the local county commissioners can decide when you question your valuations, they can decide, but if they decide against you, and there's another higher court called the Tax Equity Review Committee, at the state level, you can repeal it there. By then, you've already paid your higher taxes, and if you win there, and some folks take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and win, a couple years went by, and you paid higher taxes on a valuation you shouldn't have had, and then if you win, the county and all the tax entities owe you a refund on your taxes that you paid. Well, in the statute, they got 5 to 6 years to repay you. That's not right. If you've overpaid your taxes, you should get your money back right away. So we're looking at legislation to change that. If you've overpaid your taxes, the tax entities should force the government who forcibly confiscated your money through taxation ought to refund it quicker. There are bills like that. Those are three of the local ones that we're trying to do. Otherwise, it's all, see what happens. But if everybody read my column, I gave kind of a summary of what has happened in the Education Committee since I've been chair. We accomplished a lot of good things. We stopped a lot of bad things. And stopping a lot of bad things is why a large group of people don't want Groney as chairman of education. But if you're family oriented and you think you're should be the number one authority in your children's lives and schools should stick to teaching the basics, you probably want Mike Groney as chairman of the education committee. So it's a split. It's a split in society. We've seen it in the president's race. Two views of life. There's those that believe we can self-regulate ourselves because of our values and our beliefs, and those who want to dictate everything to their neighbor. And right now, they have the upper hand in the country. I don't know if they do, but by election results, they do right now. Anyway, so that's where we're at. Not looking at, there'll be a lot of things happening with the COVID down in Lincoln there. We're trying to get the speaker-to-be, Hilgers, is trying to get people to not drop so many bills. And we had one senator drop 51 bills last year. And that's a lot of bills. Because in the state of Nebraska, every single bill has to be heard by a committee, so it's a committee hearing. And then there's pressure to get it on the floor so they can vote on it. And they're just too many bills. Way too many. I think I had 8 or 10 last year, my own. As chairman, you're always going to have 4 or 5, but those are actually committee bills that have to be done every year. So there's just way too many bills. It's frustrating. It causes tension on the floor. And with COVID, because our Constitution says that every bill has to have a hearing, the public hearing, because we only have one house. We have the unicameral. The second house is the people, and it can get long days down there trying to fit in all those hearings. If you ever watched it on TV or been down there, it's amazing what has been maintained, that people come in and they testify and they get 5 minutes, an average citizen. Usually 3 to 5 minutes, depending how many, and what's really unique is they actually get questions. Most of them do from the senators on the, you don't see that a lot on city councils. You don't see it a lot on, and I will say in the North Platte City Council, I think we are reaching that point where we've got individuals who are there to represent people and they will ask questions. But the county commissioners have always done a good job at that. It's a give and take between the public. So long story short, because of COVID, we don't know if people are going to be able to
come in and testify, and I assume they will now because magically the vaccination is going to solve everything. But we will see. Anything you guys have seen going on?
Not a lot going on back here, Senator Groney. I think everybody's just ready for the year to be behind us and into a new year. And I know that new legislative session is going to be interesting to watch with you and your colleagues down there. That's going to be one of the big things coming up in the new year almost right away.
Yes. You know, if you put COVID aside, I've tried to and been attacked for it. But anyway, put it aside. My life's been pretty good the last year. If you don't focus on, if you don't fear everything. The city of North Platte's done well. I'm just absolutely amazed at how downtown looks now. I'm amazed that every time I drive by, I can't find a parking space.
That's a good indicator. That's a good indicator.
That's a good indicator that we've done something right. The city has done something right. Finally, they took over from the good old boys and said, no, we're going to fix up the heart and soul of our town to downtown. That has been a huge success for the community, I think. What's happening at the Pawnee is a huge success. That individual doing that is becoming a community member. He's doing a great job. He's a perfect example. I met with him about micro-TIF, and we need to get the city to get the micro-TIF going because those condos and apartments they could do that they're talking about doing above those businesses downtown could really profit from that and really make them feasible to do that. So
sure.
Anyway, there's a lot of good things happening. There's a lot of good things happening in life, period. I see with COVID, there's a heck of a lot more Christmas decorations up this year. staying home, taking care of their yards, doing things that, as far as family relations, it's probably been a good thing for a lot of folks. But every bad situation is a bright side. And I, looking back, besides the damn politics and having my sentence to Lincoln, I've had a pretty good year, my family has. I think most families have.
Well, and I think you bring up some very good points there, Senator Groney. The city of North Platte has undergone a lot of productivity here amidst the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes. I mean, they work together. I mean, they got the rackles up when the West Central started trying to dictate there, but they had common sense and backed off, too. But at the end of the day, people work together, social distance. The hospital stayed ahead of things, the medical professionals, and life went on. So, and it has to go on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hide from life. Mark Twain said it best when he said, if you fear death, you fear life. It is what it is. So, no, things have gone good. The other bill I forgot I'm bringing locally is to try to get the rail park that the Chamber's working on and DEVCO's working on into the economic development package overall for the state where matching funds are granted by the state if a city or a development corporation comes up with a plan and can match the funds to create that rail park. It's specific to a city like North Platte or Alliance or even McCook. It has a pretty good rail yard where they could have a spur off of it, and it fits North Platte. I mean, it really fits North Platte, where it could become a regional distribution center. Rail cars come in there, and they're unloaded, and then in semis, you know, it's a hub. We're a hub for rail, but we should also become a hub for semi and highway delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. I'm introducing that bill, too. I've been working with Gary Persons on that. And that's what we're doing. I mean, we do those things. I don't toot our horn enough because I don't like to hit the group effort. But we are getting that push, too. And I think we'll have some success if there ain't some high school bitterness down there and attack people instead of focus on bills. But things look good. Yeah.
Good.
That's the North Platte area, and we're always going to be around the area. And I just want it to grow at a reasonable rate. If it becomes as big as Lincoln, then I'm gone. But I like prosperous community, but I don't like them in a huge city. That's why most of us live where we live. You always remember that, too, folks. Most of us live where we live because we like this community size, the activity, and we know each other. We look after each other. When you get a certain size, you become more of a stranger to each other instead of friends. That's what's happening, and we'll see. And I wish everybody a blessed Christmas. That's the most important thing, and everybody gets along, and we go on about life. But we'll see. Anything else?
I think that's all. Did you have anything else, Rick?
No. Just enjoy your time at home and off and away from business, Mike, and have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, Rick.
A very Merry Christmas.
I guess next week we're not on. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep, we'll be off next week. So very Merry Christmas to you, Senator Groney. We appreciate the partnership here once again in 2020 and look forward to continuing it into the new year.
Well, then we'll bless everybody's new year, too, because we won't be on next week.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Very good.
Two birds, one stone.
We'll see you after the first of the year. Thanks.
Right. Thank you, Senator.